Welcome, everyone. Whether live or listening to playback, thank you for coming together for this monthly Shamanism Without Borders call to action, tending to immediate, time-sensitive situations that are causing disruption or suffering to humanity, to animal and plant life, or to our Mother Earth. Today we'll be tending to forever chemicals, or PFAS. My name is Lally, and I'm the administrator for Shamanism Without Borders, or SWB, a global response network of the Society for Shamanic Practice. Before we get started, I wanted to invite you all to our Solstice Medicine Wheel Ceremony on Sunday with Karen and John from Ireland. You can find more information about that on our website. Let's get started. For those of you who are joining us live, please remain muted. Once the tending starts, Tekla's altar image will be shared for the duration of the tending. And then upon closing, we'll open the space up for those who would like to share or have questions. We welcome to the call SWB community leader Tekla Duckfriend, who will be coming to us from Sweden and will talk a bit more about this call to action, then lead us through an SWB process to see how we can be of service. Welcome, Tessa. Welcome, Tekla.
Hi, everyone. We had some technical difficulties, so perhaps people will join in later, and that is okay. You're welcome then too. I come from Sweden, and I work in the old traditional Nordic way, and I will gather the group here or in playback, both is okay, first, to make sure that we work from a good place. In the Nordic tradition, we see the world as a weave, and everyone has a thread of life, and welcome, Annette. Every life form has a thread of life in this weave, and we connect, they interwove and create patterns, and we can create different patterns. We can create beautiful ones or sad ones, but we can influence what we are weaving. You have chosen to join us with your thread of life, and we will create something really beautiful here. We will let our threads meet in this time and place and create something that is really necessary and much needed work together. Welcome. If you're listening to a recording of this later, don't worry. You just allow your thread of life to connect and to this weave at your time. And if you can't be in on this whole time, you can just disengage your thread gently without a problem. If you're interested to know more about this way of work, there will be a presentation later through Society of Shamanic Practice. There's also will be a workshop how to heal your thread and make it strong and get rid of some conflicts. Now I'm going to start to get us to join. So just relax, you can close your eyes if you want to. We now allow our threads to meet and form a healing pattern. We work in peace and neutrality and listen to the wisdom of the spirit. Every thread of life is important, every thread here is essential and ready to meet and intertwine in a wonderful pattern that all of us create together. We are protected in this part of the weave, doing sacred work here and now. Our threads have created a room for us in our work, a sacred space where we can focus and see clearly. No. Our power animals are here with us, and as are the other spirits that are needed or wanted. The hawk and the polar bear are the wizards as always. Nature spirits are listening in, eager to find solutions with us. The pattern is forming, the threads are meeting, creating beautiful forms in a pattern we will become aware of a bit later. We are here, our threads are in connection. Welcome. Draw a deep breath. Now I will give you a bit of background. PFAS is not one chemical. It's about 4,000 different chemicals under an umbrella name. They are called forever chemicals because it's very hard to get rid of them. They are used for many different purposes, like creating non-stick surfaces in the frying pan. The firefighters use it to fight fire. They are in clothes to weatherproof them. And they basically have been used everywhere. And the problem is that they do not break down. So we have more and more of them around, and in the food chain, they grow for each step. There are PFAS in the water, in the soil, plants get it up, then someone eats the plant and gets it from there and the water and gets more. And if someone eats that, if we eat a cow or fish is another fish, there's even more PFAS for every step. And they cause liver damage. They create problems with hormones, thyroid problems, for instance. They mess with the cholesterol in our blood, and they give cancer. We know that they are bad, but we're still using them, and we don't know how to get rid of them yet. I asked the spirits if there was a way, and they said yes. And they suggested this tending, this specific tending. So there are ways to get rid of them. And either get rid of them totally, rinse them from nature, or render them harmless so that they do not matter anymore. I will drum. I will begin with 7 beats, slower beats, as a startup. Then I will drum in a faster. Then when it's time to come back, I will drum 7 slow beats again, and then in an uneven rhythm. Then you return. And the purpose of this journey is to find the methods and try them out. Test them. If your spirit animals say something else, of course you do that. Or if you just want to hold space for us, that is also good. I will drum for amount of time so that it's possible to do a journey, to find a solution and try it out. And later on, we will share the method. Welcome back to the room. If that was a too short drumming for doing both jobs, we can do another one. Just continue.
Hello.
What do you say, Annette? Hi. Was it too short?
Well, in the beginning, I asked my guides if maybe I...
This became a shortcoming because of some people showing up and disappearing. So I wanted to let them have a chance to join in. So now we go into divide it into two. So we do another journey now. And if you have something that you, something to test, then you test it. And if you don't have something to test, then you ask the questions. Good luck.
Thank you.
It is time to disengage from this spinning wheel. Thank you, spirits, runes, and others that helped us. Thank you, people, who have done this wonderful work, full of healing and hope, and this is just in the beginning. It looks very promising. I thank you for the work you have done, and this time we have spent together has strengthened our threads only by a meeting and also the doing of the work. And after this meeting has stopped, we are all ready to move on the other patterns of our joy. We will now stop the recording and start the sharing. But before, I will say that I got two methods. And if you want to know them, mail me and I will tell you. And if you who work with this afterwards get a method, please email it to me. I'm so curious. And spread these methods, because there are lots of people out there, and the more people who are doing these methods that we go today, the faster we will get rid of it. So spread it. Thank you.
Oh, Tekla, thank you so very much for doing that. It was wonderful, and really appreciate you sharing your traditions from Sweden and to people all over the world. I'll go ahead and stop the recording now so we can share in private. Thank you to everyone who shared their journeys on the live call and for everyone joining in on the recording. Thank you to Tekla for guiding us through the process of tending to forever chemicals. Thank you for joining us for the Shamanism Without Borders call to action. We do this every month, so please join us next month as well. Many blessings to you, your loved ones, and communities. Thank you.